some great messages coming in the Mike McFeely Show text club. One of them regarding, again, tailgating. It says, Mike, if I was going to tailgate with my family and had younger kids, I'd tailgate at the Kmart parking lot with no booze. And yeah, there could be a family-friendly tailgating area. There's no doubt about it. The fact is that it wouldn't be as well attended as the other one. But yeah, there's no reason why you couldn't have a kid-friendly tailgating area and just and grill and kind of get started in the tailgating world. And maybe, I think, games galore. Corey Heiser and his crew have those games galore, bouncy games and stuff over there. You could move those to the family-friendly tailgating area. I have no problem with that. I've never had a problem with family-friendly areas at stadiums. I mean, it's fine. I mean, I'd sit there myself. I choose to have a beer once in a while at a ball game, so I'm there too. But I'm not going to begrudge anybody or get, you know, oh, loser. No, go to a family-friendly thing if you want. Heather Klefstad is with the Humane Society of Fargo-Moorhead, and I wanted to have Heather on the program today because they have a big event at the Humane Society today in North Fargo. It is the Summer Open House. And Heather, there's going to be a pseudo-celebrity canine there.
Yes, that's right.
Later on, maybe even probably arriving pretty soon, as a matter of fact. His name is Rudy, the rescue dog, and he's going to make his first official public appearance. Very tough negotiations with the hound. He's kind of getting a big head, but he's going to be the spokes dog for the Paws Walk in September. And we're going to kind of kick things off today at your open house. So let's talk about that for a while, shall we? Welcome to the program, Heather. Good to talk
to you. Thank you. Thanks, Mike. Yes, we're really excited. I want everyone to come out today for our open house from 4:30 to 7. And right now, we're just going to get things, like you said, get things ready for our upcoming Paws Walk that's going on September 14th at Lindenwood Park. So we just want to encourage everybody to help us to collect donations for the event. Our goal is to raise $55,000 for the shelter animals here. So we're really looking forward to it and hoping everyone will help us out with that.
So what's going on today from 4:30 to 7? It's the open house. You're going to give, I think, tours I saw of the shelter. People can see what you have going there. There's going to be some hot dogs and some snacks. And what else is happening?
Yeah, we're doing the free hot dogs, bars, and chips and pop. And we're also going to do some door prizes and shelter tours and just all kinds of other fun stuff here going on at the shelter today. So it's going to be a good time.
What is your address? Explain where it is. I know where it is, and you know where it is, but maybe our listeners, if they want to stop by and visit with you or visit with Rudy, if we can get him out of his dressing room.
Definitely. The address here at the shelter is 1201 28th Avenue North in Fargo.
It's up at, is it Roe Farm?
It's up next to Yunker Farm.
I get the farms mixed up. Yunker Farm up in North Fargo, up along North University Drive up there. Explain what the Humane Society is, Heather, and that it's a strange question because I think most people know, but there is some confusion sometimes because of a different organization with a similar name. The local chapter of the Humane Society is strictly into helping shelter animals, helping shelter pets, and making sure that they can find a home that's safe and positive for them, right?
Right, definitely. We're your local shelter. We, we're not affiliated with any national organization, so we are, counting on our community to help us keep our doors open with their donations. We rescue all animals from the pound, the local pounds. So we do have dogs and cats here at our shelter and in foster homes. So like I said, we're just your local shelter, and we just count on our local community for that support to keep our doors open and keep helping these animals find their new homes.
How many rescue pets, dogs and cats, do you I don't know what the right word is, distribute or have people adopt every year from the shelter, Heather?
Well, it kind of varies. Roughly probably on average, I think last year we adopted out around 770 animals. So it just kind of varies around the average, probably 800 animals per year. So just kind of right around that mark.
It's cool. And there's dogs and cats of all shapes and sizes and breeds and everything else. And as folks might know from me talking a lot about him on the program, our dog, our family dog, Rudy, is a mix between a lab and a pit bull. And we adopted him last fall. Actually, it's about coming up on his first anniversary as a member of the McFeely family. And it's worked out well. It couldn't have worked out any better for us. We were a family that hadn't had a dog prior to this. I had a dog when I was a kid growing up, but my wife and child had never really had a family pet, or a dog anyway. And they were a little bit nervous about getting a dog in the house, my wife especially. But Rudy has turned out to be wonderful. And it offers people a chance to really make a difference in a pet's life, because many of these dogs have been mistreated. They've been abandoned. We joke that Rudy was found in the street, that he's a street dog, and I don't think we're too far off. A year ago, he was dumpster diving, and now he's sleeping on a bed with my wife and kid, and I'm relegated to the couch, but that's okay. You have a chance to make a really special decision in your life.
That's right, yes. You know, we have some just wonderful animals here, and they're just waiting for that second chance to find that right family that is going to be their forever home. So.
Now, I'm working on trying to get another dog into our house. Emma, our daughter, and I are trying to double team my wife Michelle and try to get another dog in our house. I'm not sure we're going to be successful, Heather. But when Michelle and I and Rudy are there tonight, you can help me with that. Okay, so let's work
definitely.
On it together. Okay,
we'll make sure of that.
Now, tell us about the Paws Walk. That's coming up in September 14th. Yeah. And Rudy, and thank you for this. Rudy has been chosen as the official
Grand Marshal for the event.
The Grand Marshal of the Paws Walk. What is the Paws Walk, and how can people participate in that?
Sure. Well, the Paws Walk is just an event to raise money for the shelter animals here at the Humane Society in Fargo. Basically, it's just a fun event for all of us to get together and just do a walk around Lindenwood Park and just to raise money for the animals. So basically, people can collect donations ahead of time, either as an individual, or they can start a team and collect donations, and just to raise money for the animals here at the shelter. So,
okay.
And we're just encouraging everybody to, you know, to help us do this. We do have our title sponsor, Journal Custom Homes, is going to match all donations of $75 or more, up to $15,000. So we're really hoping we can get that $15,000 match and just keep on going until we get our goal of $55,000. So
and that's a really cool deal, and thank you to Jordahl Custom Homes for doing that, because if they match every donation, $75 or more up to $15,000, if we can do that, that gets us to $30,000 in donations, right?
Right.
And then that's going to be a long way toward that $55,000 goal. I need you to help me tonight, Heather, to kind of get going with our fundraising. We want to get together a fundraising team with the McFeely family and here at KFGO to help you raise some money so we can do that and help us get to that goal of 55 grand. So that's really cool.
Definitely. It would be fantastic. I would love to help you out.
Now, a couple little items to get across here before Rudy shows up. Number one, he requested a red carpet.
All right.
So if you could have a red carpet rolled out. Number two, he wants only blue M&Ms in a bowl.
Okay.
Him and Paul Juergens are extremely picky about their M&Ms, so only blue M&Ms. And for some reason, Rudy's talking about two toy poodles. I don't know what that's for. I have no idea. And I've seen Rudy, and I don't know why he would want that, but that's what he wants. So
make sure to get those demands taken care of.
All right. Heather, thank you. We'll see you in a few minutes. My wife, I think, is on her way. I'll be there at about 5 o'clock or 10 after 5, and we'll have some fun tonight at the open house. So tell people one more time where they should go, how they can participate in the Humane Society open house tonight.
Sure. Tonight, come on up to the shelter at 1201 28th Avenue North in Fargo. And they can anytime check out our website for more information about us at humanesocietyfargomorehead.org.
Okay. And, the searchlights are going right now, too, for Rudy, right? The searchlights in the sky to let him know that he's a star? Okay. All right. Heather, thank you.
Thanks so much, Mike.
See you in a bit. I think I pounded that joke into the turf about Rudy being a big-headed guy. But he is. It's true. He's kind of a celebrity. He kind of likes it. He's got his own Facebook page.